politician. I and I must meet on Babylon. I and I don't like corruption. Check the war normatively. Man, the shot after the beam. Lights are running for cover. Gunmen shooting from the tower. I and I a freedom fighter. I and I no check.
All right, we're back. So, we played four Lee Perry produced tracks in a row, and yeah, Lee Perry, aka the Upsetter, was a favorite of the punks because I guess he himself had a lot of punk attitude up totally, to yeah. his death. This was last year. I mean, no, this year was in, I think it was in 2022 or 21. Anyway, he died very recently at the age of, I think, 82. Mm-hmm. And he looked more punk than ever.
With red hair.
Yeah, and green. And he was very much, there was a lot of affinity there. And, you know, even the coming back again, The Clash, they had him produce on their first album, a tune called Complete Control, which is actually, if you listen to it, you can kind of hear that Lee Perry worked on it. It's a very, like, a wall of sound.
Yeah.
And he himself in the beginning was not so didn't really understand punk, and neither did Bob Marley.
I heard about that from Don. Don Letts sort of tried to sort of talk to him about, and what did he call them, Bob Marley?
Like dirty, or they didn't wash, or something like that. But then
he made Punky Reggae Party.
Yeah, together with Lee Perry. So, I mean, they got hip to the game and understood that, you know, so the first approach was a bit, like, diffident, and then, you know, it started to hang out, and especially with this person called Don Letts, who was part of the inner circle of The Clash, of the whole punk inner circle we just mentioned him before. He hung out with Bob Marley. He was the link, really, like a single person, really, the link between reggae and punk.
Yeah, I mean, he also really loved, when punk first appeared, he was really into it, and he took out his camera and started filming. There's some great, really early footage of The Clash.
Yeah, he's a filmmaker.
And he caught it right at the beginning.
So, I think we should go on with the selection.
Yeah.
Do you have any? No. So the next tune is by Lion Youth, which is a British outfit. And it's called 3 Million on the Dole. And the whole Dole situation was also a common theme also with, like, punk lyrics. Because this was, like, it's a social, solution/problem.
For people who don't know what Dole is, it's unemployment benefit money in England. Well, that's what it used to be called.
And it was quite minimal, so you weren't rich if you were on a Dole.
£26 a week.
And the late 70s was a terrible time in England with Enoch Powell and the National Front coming up and economical crisis and all types of stuff. And, you know, that led to Thatcher as well. So, anyway, let's play Lion Youth, because this is a British reggae, and it's a very important tune. Check it out. Listen to the lyrics.
Two are we, and a three and a four.
So that was called 3 Million on the Dole by Lion Youth. We were talking about Don Letts before, and there's this whole story of him going with John Lydon, or Johnny Rotten at the time, and Richard Branson to Jamaica at a certain point.
Yeah, but the story starts that when the Sex Pistols broke up in 78, John Lydon, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten, was devastated. So Richard Branson, which was his label boss, because, you know, Virgin really scored big with the Pistols, big hits. So he knew he had an asset there. And I said, okay, let's, you know what? Let's start a reggae label called Frontline. And let's go to Jamaica. You come with me and you help me sign reggae artists, because John Lydon was a big reggae fan.
Yeah, and Richard Branson didn't know anything about the music.
No, he was like older, and he wasn't. You know, he was a businessman and not an A&R really. So he actually took Johnny Rotten as to A&R also for him to have a bit of a holiday, and Johnny Rotten also asked Don Letts, which was a dreadlock Rasta, but he was born in England.
Yeah, it seemed like Don Letts thought, oh, he's asking me to come to Jamaica. And actually, Don Letts says that he doesn't really know very much about Jamaica except watching The Harder They Come.
Yeah.
But that didn't. But he knew a lot about the music. And so I guess it was really useful.
Probably at the end he was. And the story goes that they rented the ground floor of the Sheraton Hotel in Kingston and brought a suitcase full of cash and basically summoned all these different reggae artists to come over and sign contracts with them.
That's genius.
Yeah, and then gave them cash in hand, which is unheard of these days.
Hey, thanks, Lorenzo, for bringing all this great stuff in. It was all vinyl, which is amazing. That's where you hear crackles. Great that you helped out. That's
brilliant. Thank you for asking me. Yep. And so this last tune is by an artist that's particularly dear to me, and also, in my opinion, also very much a punk from Jamaica. His name's Prince Farai, and he was one of Johnny Rotten's favorite, and he got signed right away. The tune's called No More War.
War, Satyagwa, no more war. Satyagwa mean peace. No more demagogues. Satyagwa, peace in African language. So you are the one who come here to mash up this place, eh? War is over. Natty Dread come over. Who could have known pleasant it is for Remoites, Junglites, Pinlanites, Lizardtownites to dwell together? War is over. Natty Dread come over. I man know after storm there's mostly a calm. Why remember the Bible no write himself, you know, is a man write the Bible, a lie. That means someone wrong but not the Bible. War is over. Natty Dread come over. Demagogue rules mean war. Satyagwa mean peace in African language. Senior, so you are the one who come here to mash up this place, eh? son, don't take your guns to town, cause we are no more Fludel clown in town. Boy, you have to be smart like an Anansi man, you know. Satya boy, a peace. Demogab loses war. And now the war is over. Oh, good and unpleasant it is for Rima man. Can go to jungle, and jungle man can go to Rima. Yard man can do the same thing too. And every man have an equal rights on this land to live. No more war. War is over. Demogab loses war. Satyagwa mean peace. Senor, I'm sorry for you if you love war. Demogab loses war. Satyagwa is peace. So we want the motion of them on the radar. Love. 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 Some guys say I and I and check say I and I dealt of war. But you them don't want things just strictly peace right. No more war. When you see champion, you don't kill him, you raise them. Demogab rose is war. We don't want no more of that. Satyagwa mean peace. At that you want, Tanya. Love in the vineyard, love. Love, love my brethren, love. I man go a jungle Remo anyway, you know. Love. What a nice idea.
Echo Box Radio is a completely independent station broadcasting from below sea level. Like what you hear, you can help us keep going by heading to the Support Us button on our website. Echo Box Radio. Support the box. Son of a gun.
You walked into the party like you were one.
Song is about you. You're so vain.
You're so vain.
I'm not the man that think I am at home. Oh no, no. Yeah. Thank you.